Hello. Here we have cards for April 3rd and 4th, 2022. And they are all in the reverse. The Star, the Two of Swords, and the World. Bad decisions. Indecision. No decision at all. We have stars, awards, and a lot of tension. It's Grammy Awards night here in the U.S. And of course there were, or was, the Oscars. Mitches will be Mitches. We have two major arcana today, both in the reverse. The World often indicates world events and or the collective. And it's interesting how energy generated from on high trickles down to affect our little selves. That's that butterfly effect again. Ripples of war, we could say. There are tarot readers and astrologers reading this war and all up in Putin's head and chart and all over YouTube, and it's quite fascinating. But let's start with our own small card that is in the center, the Two of Swords, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, of the minor arcana, today in the reverse. It's the card of turning a blind eye, which we would rather do than have to choose between whatever two choices we have, symbolized by two long swords, much longer and heavier than the petite human who holds them up as best he or she can, crossed at the chest protectively. Eventually, unable to maintain this uncomfortable position, we will have to choose one. Staying out of it. This should be a card of diplomacy, but in the reverse, we are reminded that a sword is, after all, a weapon. In the reverse, this card can be read as someone dropping their weapon or weapons, but the Two of Swords has removed herself or himself entirely. This is not wanting to have to take a side. This is a disappointed group. The Star in the reverse is a fallen star, obviously, and along with the World reversed in the upcoming position could literally mean something falling from space, which would be special. The World, number 21 in the last of the major arcana, is today in the reverse, and not seeing the world as it really is, whether the world as in the planet we live on or the world you live in, as in your own world. On the card is an oval or cosmic egg of green laurels held together with a bright crimson ribbon tied into an X shape, the number 10, and the end of a cycle. These laurels in this card can represent awards and achievements, but also travel and international relations. Nothing is right in these cards today. Strippers in space. We have two beautiful naked women on the table today, the nude night bather of the Star and the beautiful dancer of the World twirling in space within the cosmic egg, having to choose between one or the other. Could be difficult. You may no longer appreciate your career, or your career no longer appreciates you. The reverse blindfold could very well be falling off, and you're not liking what you're seeing. You may be turning a blind eye to the possibility of failure. Swords represent the truth in the tarot, and this looks like we've lost direction. Hopefully this has nothing to do with the space shuttle, but it is an important row of cards. The suit of swords is mental, and we're at a crossroads of some kind. Going within in order to calm the mind is a good idea. Quiet, meditation, being near water, and turning off the news. Oh, and Mitches, according to genius American comedian Kevin Hart, are male bitches.